good morning or good afternoon, depending where you're listening. I'm Kara O'Connor, and this is The Kara O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I received from my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and helping reclaim your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because it is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to stick to one question, and that would be the something that's in your mind, the biggest thing that's bothering at this time. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. In up-and-coming events, we have the free teleclass tomorrow night. That's Tuesday, May 24th, from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. This is telephone participation only and is absolutely free. This is where we're all gathering all around the world, and this is where we're going to be doing cleansing, clearing, strengthening our energy field, bridging, connecting with each other, and adding more light, adding more, getting the static out of the world wavelengths, you could think of it. Think of the energy patterns, those wavelengths, or staticky radio. And so when we band together, when we put our hearts open and we open our hearts, and our intention is to create heaven on earth now, to see through the static, to see through the veil, to step beyond the ego. And when we gather together, it's when two or more gather, we gather an energy, a pattern that is absolutely beautiful. And so we're doing it again tomorrow. We're going to be doing it throughout the whole year. So keep on the site and see what's going on, because I'm really being guided to really do a lot of these get-togethers by telephone. And if you call in later, you happen to be busy or working at that time, remember that the 3D world is where we have time. When you call in, you tap into the energy, and it's like you are right into the group. And so you want to remember that. And so that's tomorrow night, and you can sign up by emailing union@1111@yahoo.com. You do have to register to get the number and all that. And you can listen to the old class. We did one on May 10th. And you could get the attunement. That number is on the website. And this, our attention again, is the theme, as I've said before, is on this earth of 2011, is creating heaven on earth now. And now is capitalized when I saw it by my guides, Jesus in particular, when he showed me the theme of this year. And there's a lot of stuff happening on the earth right now. And some people look at me like I'm crazy when I say creating heaven on earth, when there's a lot of chaos, when there's a lot of fear. But now more than ever, it's our time to really gather together, to really walk our talk and to be our principles and be our practice. That's the thing that's going to help us get through this birthing period, because this is a literal rebirthing period. The earth is rebirthing. We're each and every single one of us is being encouraged to rebirth ourselves, to redefine ourselves, and to really start stepping beyond our old programming and our old emotions. And what can help you with that is the gathering. And the next one is June 10th at 7 to 9. So once a month, and you have the schedule on the internet all the way to December. Usually I do it the first Friday of the month unless I have something going on. And this is where we gather for 2 hours, and you can do it on telephone or in person. And I talk about the energy patterns of what's going on in the world right now and how they're affecting you personally. So we go globally, then we go universally, and then we go right to you personally. So every participant gets a mini reading. They're able to share what's happening to them, and then we do healing attunement. And with the energy shifts that are happening right now, it is coming on. It's like full volume. It's like imagine a stove put on full stove heat. The heat is on in the kitchen. Let's just say that. And so the gathering gives you information because the shifts are happening all the time, and it's always changing potentials. And so it's amazing to watch. And so the gathering gives you a lot of information. Anyone that joins gets a free MP3, and you could listen to the attunements over and over again. And if you're not able to call in at that time, again, remember, you could email me. I will read your energy field. You can call back and listen to it and get the your reading part of it and get the information. So those are the gatherings. The next one is June 10th from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And they're very popular. People really get a lot out of them, and including those people that are not able to make it at that night, that evening. They listen to it later, and they really love the attunements. They feel the energy, and they feel the support. And so that's lovely feedback that we're getting. And also, I'm offering a new service. It's called the Money Readings, and it's going out from my new May newsletter, which is going out a little bit late this year. I mean, this month. But I talked about this in several different radio stations, and I was guided by my guides to energetically throw a gold coin into people's energy field, which represents how they received money. And it really amazed me how many people didn't receive it. It was 99% of the people refused the money. They ducked, they hid, they said that they aren't worthy. They said, I made vows of poverty. And it just really fascinated me with all the years of the law of attraction, that people are doing intentions, that there's all these programs, thousands of books and CDs and programs of how to bring more money in particular in your life. And so it was just fascinating to me because it was just, money is just one aspect of how we exchange energy, because everything is energy. And when we look at money as energy, then we're able to see, have a different relationship with it. And so when I was in meditation, I really understood that part of it was, because I thought many people, it wouldn't be 99% of the people that would be refusing it. And I understood, or I was told, that we are collectively going through this releasing of our collective thoughts that money is the root of all evil, money is dirty, you can't be spiritual and have money. And so we got to remember we have our own karma in our own generational patterns that we're taught by our family members in our and those that have helped raise us, but we also have a collective unconscious, subconscious patterns that profoundly affect me. And why the guides wanted me to do it at that time was to show that we are piercing through the part that's the collective unconscious, subconscious. And so the money readings came to birth because it gives a lot of people the information of why they are blocked. And so if you want to do have a money reading, they're only $40. You get a CD, you get a cleansing and a clearing, and also I made attunements that I'm not giving out for free because I give a lot of stuff out, and these come with the money readings, and they're absolutely there to, made uniquely for your energy field to clear and help strengthen those things that we cleared out for you, and because we're releasing the blocks. Because this year of 2011, creating heaven on earth now means that we can really stop doing the processing and really unplug from a pattern and really clear it and create and like change a channel and then not have it anymore. And that's miraculous healing. And that's also what's going on right now, especially when you have that strong energy field. So you get unique exercises that are for your energy field. So those are the money readings, and they're really actually exciting. People are having amazing results from it, getting jobs the next day, having money get returned to them that they never thought they would get, having it, inheritances that were up in the air for 10 years, all of a sudden within a week that they got figured out in court. And so, and it's not about me. It's about the reading the energy patterns of what was blocking this receiving of the money and being able to clear it and then being able to have the energy flow. Because when we look at everything as energy, there's always an energetic solution for us to have more flow in our life. And so those are the money readings. And we'll have more information about that up on the news website. But we're also having a special on the regular readings. And so we have $40 off of one-hour readings, $30 off of 45-minute readings, $25 off of half-hour readings, and $10 off of 15-minute readings. And the remote readings, which I do not in person or on the telephone, I do those. You receive MP3 and notes on your reading that I received. Those are $20 off of 20 minutes and $30 off of 30 minutes. And so we got a lot of specials this month for you and the new service of the money reading. And so all the information, again, is on the website. So I do encourage you to go to the website. And we're also having the miracle class, the Creating Heaven on Earth Now. You can get that by MP3. You get the booklet. A lot of people have had, I've had amazing responses with that. And my guides actually said to me when I was creating the class, give it all away. And so I gave years and years and years of attunements and work and foundational work that are cleansing and clearing that absolutely have changed my life. And this thing, when they said give it all away, put this is the package where you give it out to the people, now is the time. And so that's exactly what I did. And so what you receive is a foundation of attunements that you work, they act like you're restructuring your house. So they actually are the blueprints for you to live in a much more energetically flexible energy field, a cleared and strengthened energy field. And so then you live a much more empowered life. And so then you're able to create heaven on earth now and see that there's a heaven being born right now in this a mist of illusion of chaos. And so you have the strength and the energy techniques to step beyond the veil, those bands that connect us into our mental, emotional bodies. So that's part of the Creating Heaven on Earth Now. It's an MP3, and you get the booklet, and that's only $33. And for the years and years, that would be hundreds and hundreds of dollars. It's I'm laughing because I think it's all kind of funny, because it's all about the importance of right now of people getting the tools to be able to work with it and to really step up and to cleanse and clear their energy field. And so I'm glad to be able to give out the techniques that absolutely not only helped me, absolutely changed my life, but helped many, many other people. So that is Creating Heaven on Earth Now, the MP3 and booklet, only $33. And we're going to be going to our break, and after the break, we have the open phone lines to the top of the hour. You're listening to The Kara Connor Show.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to the Kara Connor Show, and we're with you to the top of the hour with open phone lines. And you can call right now, and it's 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And speaking of phone lines, Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
Will do. Let's start our first call. We're going to have Cheryl. She's calling in from Redmond, Washington, and she's kind of separated from her boyfriend right now. I want to get into the kind of, it's kind of a situational thing. Is he coming back? That's her question. So let's see the situation, what's going on. Cheryl, welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show. What's going on?
Oh, thank you. Well, we're supposed to move in together, and he's kind of like a hermit sometimes, and he kind of disappears on me and doesn't say anything, just doesn't, you know, contact me. And usually we get back together, but this time it's been 4 months, so I'm kind of guessing. I don't know. You know, if he's coming back or if I'm just hanging on too long or...
Mm-hmm. What's his first name?
Jim.
Mm-hmm. my whole newsletter in June is going to be about relationships, and I've been seeing this all, especially last week, and where this year, the first half of the year, we're preparing and realigning our own energy, and then the last half of the year, we're really looking at relationships. And so the shift is happening in June, and so there's a part, Cheryl, where you're already feeling it, because when I look at Jim, not only is he hermited, but he's putting himself in this, like, almost like a self-imposed prison, because it looks like all these cemented blocks with him, so he's cemented in old patterns, and he really is energetically way out in the, like, almost just like this woods kind of energy, and there's a real sense of having to take undercover, and there's a real fight and flight energy going around with him, so he's absolutely feeling the shifts that are happening at the Earth right now. And so part of it is, like, for you not to take it personally that he is even trying to be comfortable dealing with his own life and his own body. You know what I mean? You know how sometimes our life could get so crazy that we just want to just, we can't handle anybody else because we're crawling, our nails on a chalkboard is being in our own bodies at sometimes. So he showed me that sort of energy. So, and I'm also seeing that you're kind of turning in and giving yourself kind of like a semi time out period. And I'm looking at this arrow that's in the right side of your heart, and it's a big arrow. So part of this represents a real karmic relationship, and that right side is also an opportunity for you, Cheryl, to redefine what you want in a relationship. And so him coming and going in the past, you could recognize that was part of his pattern, and so you went along with it. But now I'm watching you standing in front of a mirror. In the mirror, when I'm standing behind you, part of it, there's two mirrors there. One of them is cracked, and so think of the cracked mirror represents an ability to have a new image, a new Cheryl, and that also means that mirror goes out to the universe of what you are reflecting of what you want in a relationship. And so this, in the other mirror is totally blank, so you're starting to have like an outline of yourself, meaning redefining what you want in a relationship, and the coming and going, or it's like the relationship seems like it's more cemented, right? And it's harder and harder to pull up. And this year in particular, a lot of people are looking at the potentials where I saw so many people are, they just can't make it up to that next vibrational level. And it's never to shut the door, because I don't like to sound hierarchical, like there's one level of people another, but there's a real invitation for us to, get off the fence. Now more than ever, take action, really, and those people that are choosing to go kicking and screaming are really feeling the energies of kicking and screaming. And so he's in good company. I'd say 85% of the world are doing the kicking and screaming pattern. But what is the it thing right now is, do you, your feet are divided between, like, almost like the two worlds, right? Stepping into the energy of the world of being able to have more flow in your life, more peace, because hanging on for 4 months, being up in the air, when I look at the right side of your body, it's like you're hanging on to a balloon and you're on a seesaw and the right side of your body is right up in the air. That will eventually take toll on us, right? Physically, mentally, emotionally. And especially because it appears that he has all the keys, because I see him holding these golden keys of, is he going to come in and go into the relationship? And he has given signals that he has been before and voiced it. And so that's where the paradox is that he takes like two steps forward to the relationship and then one step back, two steps forward, one step back. But this is when I'm watching you, especially through the next couple of weeks, the next 3 days, the next 3 weeks, you turning around totally. It's like you do a 360-degree turn to the left side of your energy field and open up the left side more, which is the more feminine side and the receiving side. And really, it's like you step up to that fifth elevator, is what I call it, with that fifth dimensional energy, and say, and you're able to have a broader look at it, and then say, do I even want him moving in, and then having him do hermit stuff where he takes off and where he has he's cemented in this relationship now, where you're carrying a lot of, it's like you're trying to get him up into the fifth elevator, and we can't get anybody, they have to push their own elevator button door. It's like nobody, even our angels and guides can't do it for us, right?
Mm-hmm,
so the biggest thing that you can do is go up to that fifth elevator and to really sit in that posture of doing real healing. Take the wisdom of what you learned in the relationship and being willing to let it go, because as soon as you're willing to let it go, then all of a sudden I see you hear from him. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you get back together. It could be like, I see like sticky flypaper. So it could be a sticky situation where you could be pulled to get back together and that kind of energy. But after you take over the next 3 days into the next 3 weeks, and to really review your heart, because this is what I'm looking at, is the arrow that's going into your heart, where there's a part of you that you're more of a giver out or than a taker in or of energy, and that also means putting up with a lot of more stuff than a lot of people would be, especially when it comes to male relationships. And so you came in here to really work with entitlement issues, meaning that you're entitled to have flow, happiness, and there are plenty of other guys out there in the world that would be glad to be there and not do the hermit stuff or leave somebody hanging, because he knows that you're hanging, right? And so
right.
There's an invitation for him to take more accountability, responsibility, because there's a part of him that he shrinks to his 2 to 4 year old child, and I'm here and looking at this song, I Don't Want to Grow Up, I'm a Toys for Us Kids from Toys R Us, right? And so whenever I see that symbol around
right.
anybody, that's his inner child. And again, I'm just reading his energy field. So there's a part of him that is afraid to grow up, or he's stuck in the wounded child aspect, and that's more into the ego and more separation and more duality. And so and especially he's just in this place of really feeling cemented, and that means feeling cemented in anything. So you're becoming more sensitive to that cemented feeling, because I'm seeing this cement trying to go around your feet, and so it's like pulling you down, right? And hanging up on the air, for imagine being again on a seesaw with the right side up and trying to go through life, or the right side of your energy really like 4 or 5 feet energetically up in the air more than the left side, it will again start tearing the energy field. And so this is a great time for you to really embrace yourself, have fun with girlfriends, really do passionate things for yourself. What do you love to do? And this is all about Cheryl. It's like going to that mirror and being able to redefine yourself. And it's a great space to be in. When the mirror's cracked, it's like a letting go and a surrendering and allowing, and a really, truly letting go and allowing and surrendering. Because when we understand and really know beyond a concept that we are all connected, that we are all divine, that we can never be separated from those people that we're not connected with, but we can decide who we want in our circles and in the physical 3D world. And when we feel that wholeness and holiness within ourselves, we really start upping the ante of what kind of relationships we want in our energy field. So the toxic ones are the ones that go back and forth, or the ones that have that, a lot of the drama in it. They just feel too, tiring to be into it anymore, because we get like a taste of nectar and we know that there's other, relationships out there, but it's not to jump into other relationships. It's actually healing the relationship, the first relationship within ourselves, where we feel split and that somebody outside of ourselves is going to complete us and make us feel better. And then as soon as we start really complete healing that like original wound within us, and then realize that we are divine aspects, that we are whole and complete, then all of a sudden what we expect in a relationship absolutely changes. We feel so totally whole and complete that whether with somebody or without somebody, it doesn't matter, because it doesn't change our holiness, right? And so
right.
This is what this year is all about, each and every mm-hmm. single one of us. And it's really affecting people's money and relationships. And there's the two ways, second chakra stuff. And the real lesson of the second chakra is to be in a partnership of balance, right? And so it's like the yin-yang. And so there's a real invitation. And I especially see going back to how long have you guys been together? Because your energy is pulling back the last 4 years ago, because you've been prepping for this time for the last 4 years. And actually you bring me down to when you were 4 years old, which is a significant period for you, because I see by the time you're 4 to 6 years old, there's a part of your energy on the right side that you got used to like living in two different worlds, or just your legs are split, your foundational energy is split, which would then give you the giving guys more permission to kind of yank your heart around than a lot of other women would, right? And so this is an opportunity for you to redefine yourself, Cheryl. And again, mm-hmm. I do see that within 3 weeks he can talk to you, but as you are taking this time to really do some deep healing of that wound in the heart, I call it like almost like the original wound, you're going to mm-hmm. really notice that when he talks to you that his energy could feel different, he could sound different. And I had an old boyfriend call me back, and his energy sounded so shaky that I didn't even recognize him. And we were having this love affair back and forth for 20, 30 years. And so it was just amazing to me that I never in a million years thought that I could disconnect from this individual, because it was such a strong karmic thing. But when it was with myself, I did this real healing within myself, and then all of a sudden it was very easy for me to say, I don't want to be in this toxicity, or I can't be around the negativity. He's a negative or whatever. And so mm-hmm. I just had a different view, and it was no reaction. It was no drama, to be honest. It was just like a sense of closure. It was just like, okay, done with this, and thank you for the lessons. And I actually gave him a great blessings because he really helped me look inside of myself, right? And so I'm saying the same thing to you. It's a great opportunity for you to look inside of yourself, especially when I see mirrors in a reading. It's all about this year. I've been seeing three mirrors that have an invitation to reflect our divinity out, and a lot of people are projecting instead of reflecting. And one of the other mirrors is a deflector, so we could deflect the arrows and the toxicity that's out. But a lot of people, again, are bringing it on where they're feeling the duality. So those mirrors are like a sacred energy patterns for us to really step into, like a rebirthing pattern of a new trinity. It's like the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, or our divine male side, our divine female side, gives birth to our divine child self, which is that we then become the angel having the human experience, and it's not just a concept. It becomes the embodiment, and so that's what I'm seeing you stepping into. And I heard my cue. Okay, so keep it up.
Much care.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye, hon. And you're listening to the Carol Connor Show. Be back in a few.
Are you tired of using skincare products full of unpronounceable chemicals? Do you eat ramen by candlelight to support your expensive candle-burning habits? Well, come on down to Zenith Supplies. We have everything you need to make your own soap, candles, creams, and much more. We're open from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Come explore our store at corner of 63rd and Roosevelt, just north of the U District in Seattle. Call us at 206-525-7997. Find recipes and more at zenithsupplies.com.
Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week, stinging nettle. Not simply a plant to avoid brushing up against while in the woods, this plant is an important herb. Harvest fresh with gloves, and you can add this leafy green food to soups, lasagna, or make as a tea. High in minerals such as iron and calcium, nettle leaf has antihistamine and anti-inflammatory effects, so is a good ally for those with seasonal allergies. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and we have open phone lines to the top of the hour, so you could dial 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny and I were just talking between the break about the rapture, the thing that the world was supposed to end this Saturday at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, and you and I are still here, so
yeah, I guess.
Apparently it didn't happen. So
it didn't happen.
Right.
So we were a lot of people. Actually, I had several phone calls from clients. Some of them were worried. Some of them were planning some money escaping, and
uh-huh.
Some of them were really bottom line, they're all worried about it.
Yeah,
so
of course.
What I saw is that really this guy has done this before. I know there's a history
mm-hmm.
of it before,
yeah.
And that there's a lot of fear. And so we're going to be hearing a lot of these. I've heard another date that in September that there's supposed to be 3 days of darkness, and that the planet X is going to be affecting us, and that there could be electrical wires or planes happening. And you know what? That could be a possibility, because remember a year and a half ago. I was in Ecuador, where some people, they couldn't fly out of England because of the volcano ash. So what I know for sure is when we're reading potentials of things happening is that everything shifts and changes. And so you could read something energetically where I could look at the grids of the earth and look at like this volcano explosion, but it could represent emotionally the volcano is exploding. But if people look at volcanoes exploding, or they feel it or they sense it, then they go down to when a volcano exploded, if that's the thing that they saw. So it's not always necessarily physically. And as far as the ending of the world, I remember somebody said about that when there was a lot of this talk about the rapture, that Jesus said not one person on the face of this earth will know if and when that world is going to end. And it's not about like a one-day ending. We are going through a cleansing and clearing and a rebirthing now. And this is what the energy of the theme of when I talk about creating heaven on earth now. And there's a big N-O-W, meaning that now is the time for us to really look at our life differently, to step out of our stories, to step out of duality, because duality is like living separated. And so that could be like the end of the earth. The end of living in duality, the end of living in separation. And so when people feel or hear or sense that, they know that it's going to mean change in their life, meaning that, yes, we have to take accountability and responsibility for how we act, how we behave. It's like lying and cheating isn't part of the balanced heavenly life. But when we live in separation, it is living in a hellish kind of separation. So it's we live in sadness and depression. So it could be that you could look at this as the ending of the world of separation, of being separated from our God self, or looking outside of ourself and seeing that our homes, our jobs, our relationships define our God self. And when this is a huge opportunity to start looking inward, just like when we were talking to Cheryl about the mirrors, and I'm starting to see again, I was talking about these mirrors, from the beginning of this year. And these mirrors are reflections for us to, they're part of the energy field that are symbolic for us to have an invitation to reflect our divinity, to reflect our natural essence. We are all a part of God's source creator. And so the more we reflect it, the more we're going to be able to step beyond this duality and the fear and the chaos. And speaking of that, Benny, why don't we go to phone line?
Yes, and sorry to interrupt there, but
it's all right.
All right, we're going to take Jackie. She's calling in from Auburn, and this is Auburn, Washington. That's a local call. And she's always feeling like she's been in an indecision mode, or at least lately she has been. You know, can't make the decision, wondering if I should do this, maybe that. You know, a lot. Some people go through it. So let's see if we can help Jackie out. Jackie, are you there?
I am. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I like Benny was saying, I have been in just a weird period of indecision. I think maybe I should start dating, and then, you know, I think, oh, no, I don't want to do that. Maybe I should look for a new job. You know, not that my job's bad, but, you know, maybe I should do that. And I just don't seem to be able to make a decision lately. I don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm.
Well, when I look at your energy field, Jackie, what you're showing me, there used to be a television show, The Flintstones. Are you familiar with it? Fred and Barney Flintstones?
Yes.
Well, I've seen, they used to do this running. It was like yabba dabba doo, and they did this running, but their legs would do circles, doing circles. And everything is symbolic. And so whenever I see that, I was born in the late 60s, so that was one of, we used to sit around and watch that. And when I see anybody doing the yabba-dabba-doo legs, it's like you're changing your foundational energy. Think of our legs literally our foundation. It's how we ground ourselves into the earth. And what you're discussing is all second chakra issues. So relationships, the second chakra, new job, career, money, how you see yourself is all second chakra. So what you're feeling, the indecisiveness, is where you're recognizing where anywhere you could be spinning your wheels, consciously or unconsciously. And the more we clear and cleanse our energy field, the more we work with energies that are coming down that are helping us transform, the more we recognize where we are in stuck patterns, right, where we're feeling like we're spinning our wheels. And it's an invitation for us to look inside ourselves. So when you're feeling, maybe I should start dating, and then you go, oh, no, I shouldn't, part of that is the wind speed. How long have you been divorced, or how long has it been since you dated?
About 12 years.
Okay, all right. Well, actually, that's the hearing maybe I should start dating is a thing where you're looking and hearing to what I call the divine complement relationships. And so there's a part of you, Jackie, that have been looking for what I call the complement patterns, which is more of like a yin-yang relationship where we are releasing, going away from what I call the you complete me relationships, which means that we're saying to ourselves and to the universe that we are not complete. And that is not, we are whole. We are the angel having a human experience. And so when we get into these complementary relationships, there's a part of you that you've been looking and waiting for the complementary relationship, and you've been hearing them, and more people are looking and stepping into them, and they want those complementary relationships. And so that's when you get an energetic hit of looking for those complementary relationships, and then you go back into the yabba-dabba-doo legs where it's like, wait a minute, my past has been that it's been off balance, and so I feel pretty happy by myself. You know what I mean? So think of this as a period of what it, the bottom line is that you have an opportunity to rebirth yourself and to really redefine. It's almost similar to what we were talking about with Cheryl, is looking into this mirror and really redefining what Jackie wants. As far as the guide said to me, this mantra of what feels light for you is right for you, and that means right now, and keep on feeling what feels light. And it sounds so kind of airy-fairy, kind of hippy-dippy, but if we literally take that energy and go down into our heart and feel, what does it feel like for Jackie to be dating? Do you feel excited? Do you contract? And if you do contract, is it old fear? Is it old patterns? Is it, you know what I mean? So the more we keep on following that, what makes us feel passionate, excited, and the more things will start changing our life, and then we get off the yabba-dabba-doo treadmill, because part of that is a defense mechanism. It's mental programming. So being able to be that you're aware of it, you're halfway there. You're aware that there is an indecisive energy going on, and especially when somebody's working on their lower chakras, you're rebirthing your first, second, third chakra. That is how you see yourself. That's family. That's tribe. And that's how self-esteem, self-worth, see the subconscious, right? And the there's a defense mechanism that you started with spinning the legs at a very young age, and it started off from you learned it from your dad's side of your family, to be honest. It went way back as far as being in the mental body. So, and there's a defense of if I settle down and grow roots that I could be hurt or be annihilated. So you're really clearing out some ancient old patterns that even go into like the collective whole. So this is a great period for you to take it step by step and saying, what makes Cheryl, Jackie excited? What makes Jackie feel passionate? And as far as the job, sometimes it's that the job doesn't feel the greatest for us. But you said you don't really mind the job, right?
Right.
Okay. So part of the new job is really looking for new excitement, new passion, right? And so dating would bring new passion and new excitement into your life. A new job would bring new passion and new excitement into your life, possibly, right? And so think
right.
of do it now. So start bringing excitement and passion into your life, right? And so do what you love to do. If you love to paint, if you love to cook, if you like to do ceramics, if you like to sing, you like to garden, do it, and fill yourself up with doing what you love to do, what makes your heart sing, and keep on doing those things, because then it's going to literally have the yabba-dabba-doo and stop. It will have the indecisive stop, and then it'll be crystal clear as far as, do I want to start dating? Or all of a sudden, you'll meet somebody, and they'll kind of pop into your life very synchronistically, and you'll say, oh, it won't be an iffy thing. It'll be a, this feels light for me. This feels great for me. This is, it will, when we start trusting our feelings and not our emotions. Our emotions are cellular post-traumatic stress that most of us have, or they're built in our stories, our histories, our pains. And so when we start getting used to our feelings, which is a totally different signature, it's a different frequency, and really trusting our feelings and going off of our the feeling part, then all of a sudden, life does become easier. It doesn't have to activity, the mental programming keeps us in that that trap. When we get real simple and keep it simple, then all of a sudden what we want to do with our life force becomes a lot easier, because you literally follow what feels like for you. And that sounds, again, so easy, but we have to get over our own programming, our own like kind of indecisiveness. So think of over the next, even I'm seeing seven, so think of the July is really important for you. And I'm seeing you doing this victorious posture, so that's a good thing. It's like you're standing where with your arms in a V, so there's a sense of being victorious, feeling a sense of the leg stopping to move. And again, write three things that you love to do that absolutely gets you excited, makes you passionate, makes you feel like you're connected, and do them. And then all of a sudden you'll notice the indecisiveness stops, because you're starting to redirect your energy patterns in a different way. Okay?
Well, thanks. You know, that makes a lot of sense, though. It
yeah.
really does. It sometimes you just need somebody else to say it back to you.
Absolutely. 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 Isn't that, it's always easy for us to see other people's but yeah, but you're in a really great growth period, because I'm seeing you're entering a real 12 year, which is all about mastery. Even pay attention to seeing master numbers, 10, 10, 11, 11, 12, 12, and you're entering in a state of mastery, meaning learning from my past experiences, taking the wisdom from my past, leaving the pain out, and then it's like having the pearls of wisdom and releasing the pain, and then being able to start in this period of, again, like a sense of mastery. And that's a great thing. It's like a graduation thing. And it's very typical when we do this that the indecisive period comes up. It's like residual parts of the ego, the wounded child, whatever you want to call it, is coming up and saying, wait a minute, I have to throw more chaos because I'm used to chaos. I have to throw more, you know, it's like we are our natural state of feeling peaceful. We're always kind of waiting for the shoe to drop, because that's what we're kind of programmed. Uh-oh, it's too good to be true, or something bad's going to happen if I feel good. Many, many people
right.
live like that, because we are living in this contracted state of duality. But when we start reversing it, all of a sudden we realize, wait a minute, that's my natural state, and then we start going after that. So you're on the right track, so keep it up, Jackie, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's my cue. You listen to The Carol O'Connor Show. Be right back after this few minutes.
Hey, have you heard about Foss Farms dressings? Foss Farms uses locally grown herbs and berries to create unique salad dressings that are a small slice of heaven. Unlike mass-produced salad dressings, they are made in small batches to protect the integrity of the unique tastes. Choose from raspberry, cranberry, blackberry, marionberry, and creamy herbal Provencal. All Foss Farms products are 100% vegan and are certified gluten-free and certified kosher. Go to FossFarmsInc.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you use herbs and natural remedies? Do you search out holistic care alternatives? Or are you just looking for a different approach to dealing with health issues? We invite you then to learn about doTERRA essential oils. They are 50 to 70 times more powerful than herbs and can safely be taken internally. doTERRA represents the most effective, safest, purest essential oils today. Call us to get a free sample. 206-552-8222. That's 206-552-8222.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
What's for dinner?
Well, you won't need to ask that question anymore when you become a Lucky Palate subscriber. Lucky Palate delivers tasty, affordable vegetarian meals to your home or business throughout the greater Seattle area. So call Lucky Palate Vegetarian Meal Service for more information at 206-352-2583 or visit their website at luckypalate.com. Delicious, nutritional, heat and serve meals answer the question, what's for dinner?
Back to the Carol O'Connor Show, and we have open phone lines. You can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And we seem to have a theme going on between Jackie and Cheryl, and actually I'm seeing this a lot with when I want to just review the mirror part. When we are realizing that we want to reflect our divinity, we want to reflect the many people have heard the saying, the angel having a human experience, that that's what we all are. And so when we reflect that and take it beyond a concept, meaning that this year in particular, we've understood that saying, we've heard it, it sounds familiar, it sounds great, it gets us excited, but when we embody that energy, we don't talk about it anymore, we just be it, and then we reflect it out of our heart space, and then we find more peace, we live more passionate, we live more synchronistically, we don't get confused, and it becomes very easy for us to say, tell, feel, sense if we're in toxic jobs or relationships, or that a relationship has taken its course and that it's actually bringing us down, because we can feel it. We can feel the restrictions in our heart, and that the more we feed our heart with free-flowing energy, that is a faster frequency that actually is like a nectar, and the more we develop a taste for that nectar, the more we want to have that nectar in every single department of our life, relationship, how we, all our partnerships. And so that's what this year is all about, being able to really embody and reflect our divinity, to embody it, meaning bringing that literal light and energy down to the physical body. And we are being stretched. It's like being stretched sideways, going through birth. That's why I really talk about we're going through a rebirthing process, a rebalancing process, a remembering process. Remembering is remember, becoming a member again, a member of what? A member of the family, the God Source Creator family, and that we all have our own signature. I see sometimes this analogy as God Source Creator as a masterpiece, and we're all a note. And so the more we realize that we have a note, and that we are a note, and that the note is our unique rhythm, signature, our note is deep within ourselves. And the more we get the dust off the note, the more we sing that note and radiate that note out of our energy field, of our heart, deep within our heart chakra, and expand it and have it radiate through our energy bodies, it starts literally burning away, clearing out the blocks that we have, and then life becomes a lot easier. It becomes very simple if we all of a sudden, somebody comes up and they're very negative and we feel ourselves contracting, and that then we have a choice. Do we want to get into that contraction, chaotic energy? Or do we want to stay in that energy that has more flow? And sometimes when we're in transition, when we're changing a job or getting out of a relationship, we do have to hold our core when we're around toxic people or situations or family members that could be very toxic. But that goes back to when you're reflecting that your divinity, it literally becomes a shield. So then you don't get hooked into other people's stories. They can't hook you into the drama. They can't hook you into the separation and duality is what it is. And so this is a grand period right now that we're going through. And this first 6 months is a real, as I said, the heat is on in the kitchen. There's a real acceleration of what I call the love washes. I'm literally watching energy patterns coming down into the earth, in that the more we open ourselves up to taking them in and clearing out our patterns. And remember, if we're part of a God Source Creator energy that is eons old, has always been there and always will be, then that means that we can have some clearing up to do, meaning that we have trillions of packets of information or energy field that is coming up to the surface for us to really step out of old stories, old patterns, the mental, emotional bodies, and really start start activating what I call the feeling body and the wisdom body. And the feeling body does not have the stored cellular post-traumatic stress that our emotional body has. And the wisdom body has, it does not have the mental programming that the mental body does. And so that's like a graduation of the energy of our light bodies. And the more we activate the energy fields and hold those patterns, the more we're able to embody, put that literal liquid light into our physical vessel, radiate it out from the inside out, and then we start looking at life totally different. Life starts looking at us differently. We start seeing the bigger picture, meaning we remember that we are part of that divinity, and we start doing what feels divine for us. And the only thing we can do is for ourselves. We can't do it for our kids. We can't do it for our spouses or our bosses. We have to do this deep within ourselves. But when we start doing that within ourselves, stepping into our divinity, reclaiming our own birth space, birthright, the more it will spill over to our relationships, to our job, and we'll have much more flow in our life and be able to not be so confused. That confusion, whenever we have that part of angst, it's part of the duality, and it gives you an opportunity to pause and to really go deep within yourself and to really check your heart space out. I really am encouraging people, because we are being encouraged this year in particular, to bring that light, our liquid high frequency energy, liquid love, you could call it, into our physical body, to go down into their body. How many people, when they feel pain, my guides showed me this a long time ago, I would have tailbone pain and back pain, and so I was taught to see myself, shrink myself down into like a sonometer and go into my back and talk to my back, look into my back. What does it feel like? What does it look like? What does it need? How can I serve it? And our body talks to us all the time. We just don't turn on the station. We don't get in that same frequency to listen to it. But when we do start listening to it and we still do start going down, then we're able to serve it, meaning becoming the chalice, becoming the holy grail, that we hold this liquid light, this liquid high-frequency energy that then continues to allow us to burn off old patterns, to heal cellular post-traumatic stress, to heal those patterns that are deeply, deeply ingrained, not only within our own energy fields, but the collective subconscious, unconscious patterns. That's what the veil is. A lot of people heard of the veil that separates us from heaven, from seeing our guides, our family members, the other dimensions. The veil is not somewhere out there. The veil is all around us, and it's literally for our bodies. The veil is the mental, emotional bodies. And when we start realizing that we don't have to be connected to our mental, emotional bodies, that there's another way to hold our energy field, and it is a practice, it is a discipline, and that it takes, sometimes it could be feeling we take two steps forward and one step back. That's part of the evolutionary process, is like a spiral. And so it can feel like sometimes we can have what I call our bad energetic hair days, but it doesn't mean we throw up the towel or say it's too late. Now more than ever, we have this energy of transformation that is, again, around us. It's waking us up, and many, many people are feeling it. A friend of mine said the other day, she had her the cable guy coming in. He said, I don't know what's going on with the world right now, but something major is happening, because people are really starting to either act really crazy, or they're starting to really question life and wondering about God. And this was the cable guy that talked to a friend of mine, and she just smiled to herself, because she was just noticing that a lot of people are feeling duality, and so feeling separation. And so, as I said before, we can do this with grace and ease. We can work with this, and it doesn't mean we won't have our bad hair days. It doesn't mean that we won't stumble down, that we have to dust ourselves off of it. Sometimes we won't question. But the more we have that strong foundation, that core energy, the more we literally have the discipline to reprogram ourselves to not slide back into that separation, into the fear, the faster we will dust ourselves off and get ourselves back into that alignment again. And it's literally an energetic alignment. It's flow. You'll feel it. You'll see it. You'll sense it. It's like heat going through your body, and it activates you, and it directs your life in a different, totally different way. It burns away the veil across our eyes, and that veil keeps us in that duality energy. So we have this big invitation this year to really embrace our divinity, and then when we do that, we will see heaven on earth. Now, when I look out on the earth and I see this gold around the trees, and I see this pink coming up from the center of the earth, and it looks like a crystal city, this earth that we are on right now, it's showing me the heaven templates that have been on earth, but we haven't been able to see it because we've been living in separation and duality. But when each and every single one of us take a break and stop and step back and really start being centered and really say, I don't want to be separate anymore. I'm so tired of my stories. I'm bored of my stories. And so I want to create some new ones. and the new stories that we create is that we're plugged into divine source, that we remember that we are part of God's source creator, and then we start being like God's source creator, who is everything and lacks nothing. And so, and then when we start being everything, meaning kind, warm, love, loving to ourselves, we start radiating that out, and then it absolutely changes every single part of your life. All your perceptions cannot remain the same because you're stepping beyond duality, you're stepping beyond the veil. And so there's a lot of people piercing the veils. There's been forerunners for years ahead of us piercing the veils, making room for us to get through that veil easier. And so God bless the forerunners, the masters, the teachers that have made it easier for us to go through that veil part. But it does take discipline and perseverance. And so may you align with the divine. I'll see you next week. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show.